Hi, everyone. Welcome to Domain Sherpin. Thank you for tuning into the podcast with the best domain name and digital asset content in the world. Today's episode is a Domain Sherpin review titled Scratch Your Own Itch, featuring Drew Amar and Dennis Tinerino from Domain Smoke. On today's show, we play the domain game featuring move.club, bootcamp.co, ownerstable.com, and divinewallet.com. Then we've got the NameJet and a Jet segment sponsored by NameJet. And we talk about some domains coming up for auction, including goodforbusiness.com, loveandmarriage.com, redevelopment.com, and publicvoice.com. The Sherpas also talk about how building out processes, platforms, and services for your own needs and requirements can turn into something very useful for others and successful in general, which is the idea of scratching your own itch. We also talk about what the Sherpas are watching on TV before bringing it back to a bunch of domain talk. All that and more is coming up on today's show. And remember, if you're listening to the audio version of this podcast, you can also watch the video version at DomainSherpa.com and on our YouTube channel at DS.TV. You can also listen to the shows on Apple and Spotify and other podcast platforms as well. So please make sure to hit the like button and the subscribe button everywhere that you can and help Domain Sherpa grow the pie. We also integrate our shows with Muse.ai, which provides search functionality for the shows and transcripts as well. All right, and now shout out to Unstoppable Domains, the only ICANN accredited registrar that lets you trade DNS domains on chain and access crypto investors. With 3% commissions, at cost renewals, and hundreds of resellers soon to be integrated, they're a cutting edge marketplace you need to know about and use to get more sales and keep your costs down. Unstoppable can save you thousands in registration costs. They've got $5.com Fridays and $5 off all transfers in, no promo code required. And also, shout out to Escrow.com. Here at Media Options, we've relied on Escrow.com for years. They've handled some of our biggest deals, including 7- and 8-figure transactions. We use their specialized domain services because they understand domains. As the largest online licensed and audited escrow operator, Escrow.com is fast, secure, and accountable with workflows built specifically for domains. Whether you're buying your first domain or closing million-dollar deals, they protect buyers and sellers around the world from fraud while ensuring smooth transfers. Escrow.com, domain deals done right. And also, shout out to DNX.com. DNX is your go-to domain intelligence platform featuring all-in-one search results from the top marketplaces, including GoDaddy, Cedo, and Atom. DNX is the most advanced way to find and acquire your domain names, so go to DNX.com and get your domain. And big shout-out to our own business, Media Options, the number one domain brokerage in the world. Find out more at MediaOptions.com, where you can also sign up for our newsletter for the best domain opportunities available in the market every week, and also featuring key insights and other helpful information related to branding, naming, and domain investing. Last but not least, some upcoming domain conferences to mention. NamesCon Global is coming up November 5th and 6th in Miami. Go to namescon.com for more information and to register. Use coupon code DS20 to get 20% off the ticket price. And also, the ICA released details of their annual member meeting, which is going to be coming up January 15th to the 17th at Park MGM in Las Vegas, Nevada. Go to ICA.Vegas for more information, and we'll see everybody there as well. So now, with all of that, it's time to get into this episode of Domain Sherpa, where all roads lead to domains. What's up, Sherpa Network? Thank you for tuning in today. My name is Jonathan Tenenbaum, a.k.a. JT, a.k.a. Jon, a.k.a. Sherpa Winfrey, and I'm the host and producer of Domain Sherpa, where all roads lead to domains. Today's show is a Domain Sherpa review, again, where we get into the minds of successful domain investors using real examples so we can learn strategies and tactics to become more successful domain name investors ourselves. These are the experts, the OGs. We got a pseudo special guest on the show today. I'm pretty hyped up about it. There's four segments to a Domain Sherpa review. We've got the grand opening. That's where I intro the Sherpas. We see what's going on with them. Talk about some related things, unrelated things, some AKAs and whatnot. Then we get into the domain game. That's where we hear about what the Sherpas recently bought or sold. Everybody guesses. We keep score, and eventually somehow, someway, someday, we're going to get some swag to the winners. You might get yourself a little Sherpa Island hoodie. You know what I'm saying? Who you going to eat first? Then we got the NameJet and a Jet segment. That's where we review a list of domains coming up for auction on NameJet, see what the Sherpas like, what they don't like. And then last but not least, we got the grand closing, where we'll discuss anything we haven't covered already, what's going on in the domain space, looking at the market trends, current events, and allowing our guests to mention or promote anything they want to talk about that we've not already discussed. With that, let's go ahead and introduce the Sherpas over to my left, because I switched up my spot because I had to take the spot, the heat map. You know what I'm saying? I had to take the good spot over here. I got my boy Andrew Rosner, who got bounced out of the hot spot, and aka Morpheus, aka the Dirk Diggler of Digital Assets, aka Bob Lee Swagger the Sniper, aka Drew got what I need, aka never gonna give Drew up. get Rick rolled, cancel Adams, Greybeard the Domain Pirate is in the building. What's going on, man? How are you?
Yeah, I'm good. I'm good. I am, let's say 7 days into sober October. First couple days were rough. I'm not going to lie about it.
Rough for everybody.
I'm feeling great. I'm actually feeling great. Today, I would say, is like the first day I'm like, I feel great. My sleep is still a little weird. But I feel great. So that's all good. You know, market's good. Everything's good, man. All good.
Yeah. We got a little bit of a, you know, we're getting a little bit of that bull run, although today we're seeing a drop off from the run that we were on. But, you know, when you hit new highs and then you pull back to the, you know.
It's just the big money trying to take people out at the knees that got a little over their skis. You know what I mean? They get a little.
Okay. Okay. Big money taking people out at the knees that got over their skis. You know what I'm saying?
That's what it is.
Bars. I feel it, man. I like it. That's what's up. All right. Well, good stuff. Good stuff. Let's keep it moving down to my lower left. We got my boy, Mark Cuba. It's been a minute, man. Glad to see you again. AKA King Cuba, AKA Danny Ocean, AKA the even greater Gatsby. Don't chase an unworthy dream, y'all. AKA Marzan, AKA Cuba Libre, AKA LL Amar J, AKA Cuba Soze, AKA Cuba Kinte, AKA Selly Zavalas. What's up, man? How you living?
I'm doing well. I'm glad you decided to invite me back. It has been a minute. I was looking, it's been like at least 6 weeks maybe?
Dude, it's been a while. I don't know, man. It's one of the, well, you were super busy and then, you know, and then that was a couple of weeks and then we had a couple, you know, then we had some other shows just scheduled and, you know, some of the other usual suspects, but, you know, but we got, you know, that's why it's, you know, Cuba Soze, man, back, you know what I'm saying? Well, like, Herbal Kent flipping that foot.
Yeah, no. let's not let it be another 2 months.
Oh, dude, man, what I'm saying, you know, just show up, so, man. You know,
like, I'm going to see you guys. I'm going to see all you guys in a few weeks in Miami.
Yeah. Very excited for that. Definitely looking forward to it. So it'll be good, man. We got to get our kind of dig in a little bit on this particular schedule, figure out what night, you know, we'll do a dinner or two and all that good stuff. So we'll make it happen. All right. Well, that's what's up, man. All right. Well, now, last but certainly not least, like I said, we got a pseudo special guest who's been on the show technically before, but it's been a while. And well, let me go ahead and do the intro. We'll get into some of the details. We've got the one and only Dennis Tenorino, a.k.a. Domain Smoke, a.k.a. Deep Purple, Domain Smoke on the Water, a.k.a. Leg Day, a.k.a. Mr. Universe Jr., a.k.a. Dennis the Menace, a.k.a. Grant Tenorino, owner and operator of Domain Smoke. Find out more at DomainSmoke.com. What's up, my dude?
Heck of an intro. Thank you. Everything is going great. Excited to be here. Yeah, it has been some time. And good to be with you guys and talk domains. I'm excited for it.
Oh, dude, man. You know, it's one of those things. It's like we're always like kind of interacting online and we're all on X and the different things and some of the socials and all that stuff, you know. But it's always good to get, you know, you and people like you on the show. And, you know, it's good to see you, man. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's definitely what's up. Yeah, I mentioned Leg Day, Mr. Universe Jr. Yeah, I always got a reference, you know, it's a shout out to your dad, man. I mean, you know, we were, for those who don't know, I mean, look him up, man. I mean, literally world famous, like bodybuilder. And I mean, Mr. Universe, Mr. World, Mr. Natural World, Mr. Like, I mean, yo, dude, there are pictures of him with like young Schwarzenegger and those dudes are just vibing like the brat pack, but they're the jacked pack. You know what I'm saying? Like
that was 21 when they met. And the rest is history from there. You know, they were hanging out at my family, my grandparents' house at the time, right? And just, you know, being young and being crazy and wild.
Oh, dude. Also, Jack Pack, you know what I'm saying?
They were kings back then. Kings. Yeah.
Different era, that's for sure. But yeah, definitely it built the foundation for everything else.
Oh, yeah. Well, and I've heard you talk about that before, too. And, you know, just sort of the lessons and like you said, the foundation and, you know, super cool, man. So, real quick, what's good with Domain Smoke? I mean, what you got going on? You know, I know you run your lists like, you know, kind of similar to DSAD, right? But what else is happening?
Yeah, no, that's been the latest. I mean, just keeping the list going. It's been great every day. It's helped me out. It's part of my routine, which I do daily, right? So I got the list going every day. Go through the GoDaddy auction list, closeouts. That's also when I do my own portfolio management. So that's just like my routine, right? Every day, putting those lists out. But, you know, things have been good. It's been growing, having a lot of fun. You know, I have like a WhatsApp group that's been growing. The community's really appreciated it. And then just, you know, just sharing as much as I can, knowledge and dropping tips every day. And that's been the best of it lately, for sure.
Yeah, oh, dude.
Going good.
Great. Yeah. I mean, that's our mission over here at Domain Sherpa, is just drop knowledge, trying to share, share knowledge to grow the pie for all of us.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
Dennis, did your readership grow go up after you did that interview? Was it Entrepreneur or Forbes or?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Thank you. Entrepreneur.com. Yeah, definitely. There was a lot of exposure. You know, you get into these different media areas, right, in different platforms, and then a lot of different faces start popping up, or, hey, help me with this. So I saw definitely a lot of that, or when I've gotten mentioned in other places or in other things. Yeah, you definitely can see a lot of people come out of, hey, I never met you before. What's this? What's domain investing? So I did see a lot of that, which I thought was really good for the community as a whole. I mentioned Domain Sherpa. I mentioned check out this and that. So it's really good that, you know, we can all be seen as a community in those different places for people to find out about us, respect domain investors, which I think is number one in what we do in digital assets, right? So that was a really big thing, which I always try to advocate for, because we all need that. Right?
So, yeah.
100%.
Rising tide, baby, lifts all boats. You know what I'm saying? That's definitely what it is. And and I think too, doing the list, and Shane talks about it a lot as well. It's like, you know, doing that daily work is so important, and it's kind of gives you, it helps you curate your own stuff, right? And I think it's, you know, it's like our investment. Shout out to DNX, by the way, who's officially, you know, a sponsor now, Domain Sherpa, and, you know, but we're obviously invested in the company. And, you know, I mean, just part of why we've developed and support and continue to build that business and that tool is that we are, you know, we're like Drew is probably he's a power user. You know what I mean? And it's like, I mean, it's how Uniregistry, right? I mean, Frank basically built the registrar that he wanted for himself. And, you know, so it's like that model. It's interesting the way the domain space is kind of like
that. It's across everything, right? It's the best entrepreneurs are the ones that fill a need that they have themselves.
Yeah. Yep. I love it, man.
Scratch your own itch.
Scratch your own itch. That might be the title of the show today. Scratch your own itch. I like it. All right. So, well, let's get into some domain talk. Let's do a little domain game. And Drew, I'll start with you, because I'm going to go around the horn, kind of in the same way we did the intros and stuff, and do what we do. But what you got? You got to buy. You got to sell. Well,
the one I was going to do, I don't know if y'all probably saw it. Did y'all see what Tori.com sold for?
Yeah.
I know Marty.
Shout out to Dennis for being like, honest.
I knew Dennis.
Marty's like, no, I didn't see that shit. Like, I don't give a fuck. I'm burning it all down for 1 point on the domain game. You know what I'm saying?
What name?
Okay. So then I'll go with, let's see. Hold up. Give me 1 second. That's the one I was going to go. But then I was like, oh, man, Dennis definitely saw. Let's go with. Nope, that's that one.
I appreciate the at least brought a name at the start today, as opposed if you weren't really ready, you know what I'm saying? Like you came ready. You came ready, you know? So
I did.
As opposed to, oh hey, oh what? The domain what? It's that.
All right, we're gonna go. I'm gonna do a sale. All right, we're gonna go with move.club.
Ooh,
move.club. Little bin sale at Afternic.
Dot club.
Move.club. We're gonna shake up all you dot club mofos. Get everybody, you know, restless in their chair thinking about, ooh, dot club is hot.
Our club is back. You know what I'm saying? Like, let's go. We're back in the clubhouse. We should fire up a clubhouse room just to announce whatever you sold this for. Doc Clubs.
A nice name.
Shout out Ishmili.
Yeah, man, let's go. Clubhouse. Do people still go to clubhouse? Is that still a thing?
That's still a thing? Does that still exist?
Pretty much died out. Yeah.
Is the business still alive?
It was like the app back.
Still alive, yeah, right? Still there. You can go on there. Domain investing rooms, definitely they're just gone at this point.
Yeah.
But I think it's still there, but I don't know what the whole, who it latched onto, like an industry. It just seems kind of lost in the abyss.
Yeah, I feel like somebody should revive Clubhouse, you know, not just in the media industry, but like it did fill a need. Like I liked it for a while.
Yeah.
Things got a little out of hand, but I liked it for a while. It was a good thing.
Yeah.
Well, you know, it was also the timing, right? It happened right at the beginning of COVID.
Yeah. It
created opportunity to interact with people in a way where we're like,
that's it.
Like, you know, like
that's better than interacting on Instagram. You know what I mean? All this bullshit that people are doing. Like,
yeah.
Yeah. But X Space.
I was going to say Twitter Space.
Kind of taken. Oh, that's true. X Space has kind of filled it. Yeah. Yeah. But you don't have like, it's not so easy to be like, to like just, I don't know, like it's got to be in your feed to even know that there's an X Space going on. Right. So, it was cool to be able to like kind of go into different categories. I would go listen to some wild shit, like on weird topics. I would just pop into like a room,
right,
and listen to like whoever the dude was is some weird obscure topic, and it was fun. I liked it.
Yeah, yeah. In that regard, right. It was pretty cool to curate like different topics. Sure. Yeah,
sure, exactly.
Well, and that, access.
And usually you'd pop into a room on some weird topic, and you'd have like whoever like the dude is in that weird, world is, he's in there speaking.
No, it's true. And it was a different kind of access, right? It felt more intimate. Like you would step in, like you said, to this room about this thing with the guy and like it's you and 30, 50, 100 people. But like it felt like you were truly in the room. Twitter Spaces, it's more like sort of this audience that's just kind of there. But I guess it's very similar. Mm-hmm. Spaces is extremely similar to Clubhouse. It's kind of crazy. I don't, you know, it's almost worth looking into. I'd be interested to see from a business perspective how that all went because, you know, they had this.
It's not clear how they made money, right? That's how do you make money?
Yeah. Well, I'm sure people made money and then didn't. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
Anyway, all right. So we got Move.club. You guys ready? Remember, we put it on the phones.
Move.club, baby.
Put it on the phones.
Yeah. How does this work? What do I do?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I know it's been a while, man. You know what I'm saying? So.
Has
all right,
it really
ready?
Been that long? No.
I got my AJ Brown to Jalen Hurts. That was a bit of a heartbreak. I was losing this weekend. That was not cool.
Talking like somebody cares.
Phillies, man. Phillies are killing me. All right, but it's all good. Jags won last night. That was fun. All right, ready? 3, 2, 1. Let's go. Dennis, flip it.
Wait, why am I doing this wrong? Okay.
Oh, you okay? We're on. Oh, your screen's. I get it. All right. So I'm at 1500. Amar's at.
Why is this backwards?
I don't know. Amar's at 4950, and Dennis is at 25,000. He's got the mirror.
He has it on mirror screen, mirror or something.
Oh, I do.
It's all good though. Don't worry about it, man. We cool. We can.
Nah, I mean, I was like, wait, I don't understand. Everybody else is going left to right. Why is Dennis backwards? Like, I was like, Dennis is in a different dimension.
He's right, in the smoke dimension.
We got an enormous spread here between 1500 and 25,000.
Yeah. So what do we got? So Dennis at 25. Where are you, Amar?
Basically 49.50.
And you, JT?
1500, man.
Oof. Okay. Unfortunately, I got to give it to Amar, even though he was low.
Oh, okay. All right.
That was my first guess. Yeah.
That's a solid price. Talk about it.
That was a hand reg at sometime around the launch.
Nice.
So cool, man.
Whenever that launched, what was that, 2012, 13?
Sure.
Wow.
So you've renewed it for 10 years plus, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. And it wasn't a premium.
I don't know. It might have been. I don't know. Yeah, they had a close. Yeah, I don't know. I didn't pay much for it, but let's say maybe I paid $500 or something. You know, maybe a grand. But I think it was probably a few hundred bucks.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I can actually look it up. So, but yeah, so, and then held it for 10, 15, you know, 12 years, whatever, and then got the, and then somebody comes along and hits buy now.
That's it. Hit the bin.
All right. Well, that's what's up.
I think I used to have it priced at 25, which is what Dennis had. But I dropped all those down to 10, 12, 15 grand.
Okay.
Still probably got, I don't know, 15, 20 good .club names.
Yeah.
Nice.
All right. Well, that's what's up, man. Well, congratulations. Good stuff.
Congrats.
So, that's cool. All right. Well, let's keep it moving. So that's a point.
I think the buyer is like a workout studio, you know, like Move, like movement studio or something. Yeah.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
So it's funny. Like,
great name for somebody like that.
Well, that's the thing. And you see that in hindsight, right? And it's like, that's a great little name. You know what I mean?
That's a great little name. That's what this business is all about. It's like, you know, great little brand for a one, you know, one-off or a small chain of studios that do movement, you know, functional movement. Move.club. Boom. Let's go.
Yeah, let's move. Let's move.
Really, a great aim is run.club. I wonder who, I wonder, Shane's probably owns it.
Run.club. I remember.
That shit's blowing up. These running clubs. Somebody was just telling me, or maybe there's,
oh, yeah, there's a whole,
that like, yeah, running clubs are like, that's like how people date now. It's like, oh shit, I'm single. I need to date and I don't want to use an app. I join a running club. Running clubs are like the new way to get busy.
Okay. It's instead of Netflix and chill.
Yeah, no Netflix and chill. You got to get your ass out there and run. 5K.
Sunrise and run.
5K and get busy.
Running, yeah. Running something. I don't know. I don't know. You know what? It's all good. We'll keep it moving.
5K but, and play.
Yeah, 5K and play. I like that. 5K and then you run another 5K.
Yeah. But yeah, I, you know, running clubs are interesting. I mean, Shane's been doing that. He talks about his running partners all the time and, you know, he's got the same crew that keep them accountable. And yeah, I think it's important, especially, you know, running any endurance stuff is tough, man. It's tough to keep showing up. We were talking about this offline a little bit when we were talking about just bodybuilding and lifting and things in general and, you know, consistency, showing up, you know, it's like staying motivated enough to keep showing up is, and running's not fun, man. I mean, it's fun when you're out there and you're in your vibe and the weather's nice and you got your music maybe and you're vibing, you hit that runner's high. But man, to get to that, like, it's like, yeah, man, you gotta dig. You gotta dig deep, yeah, to get to that nugget of life.
There's nothing I can do to dig deep enough to motivate myself to run. I can tell you that since I was a kid, man, like when I was a wrestler, we had to run. We started practice every day with a 5-mile run. It was like, go run 5 miles, then come in and let's do a 2-hour wrestling practice. Mm-hmm. And I'll tell you what, since then, I'm allergic. I'm literally allergic to running. Just on this topic, I just listened to, actually, I'm still not done because it's a long-ass podcast, but Lex Friedman interviewed Axel Durov, who is the, not Axel, Pavel Durov, who is the founder of Telegram. Who we actually helped to buy telegram.org for and a bunch of other domains back in the day. We tried to get telegram.com for him, but John Henry, the owner of the Red Sox, who also owns the Worcester Telegram, wouldn't sell it. We got close, but we couldn't get the deal done. Anyways, Pavel is like the most disciplined human being on earth, and it's a great podcast. I really recommend it. And on the topic of discipline and just showing up and, you know, it's a very unique perspective, the way he thinks. It's a great, great, great podcast. I highly recommend.
Check that out.
It's not going to make me want to run though.
Dude, that dude, no, it's definitely not going
to
make me
run. That'd have to be a hell of a podcast.
But I'll tell you what, So this morning, for example, I just set a new personal record in my ice bath. I did 6.5 minutes.
Wow.
And at 7.5 degrees Celsius, 6.5 minutes. And at about the 4-minute mark, I was like, all right, I'm ready to get out. And that's about where I usually get out. And I was like, I was just, you know, playing it over in my head what Pavel was saying on the podcast. And, you know, Lex is like, you know, yeah, I went and did sauna with you. It's like, you know, I don't know what the temperatures are and whatever, but the dude's a freak. I mean, you can't necessarily aspire to do what he does. But anyways, I'm sitting there and I'm like ready to get out of the ice bath. And I was like, you little bitch. Like, you know, like 3 minutes. You can't do 3 more minutes.
Bring it in there. Huh? Yeah, just
that's good. Sit, yeah.
Shut up. Close your eyes. Breathe. You know, it's a couple of minutes of suffering. Like, why can't you suffer for 2 or 3 more minutes? No, or 3 minutes. Like, just shut up. Suck it up. Breathe. And suffer for 2 more minutes, right? And it's effective. It's effective.
Yeah. I would say the same thing to our audience. You know what I'm saying? So, put up for a couple more minutes, guys.
Gotta breathe.
You can do it. Breathe.
Stop being a little bitch. Suck it up.
You can deal with a few more minutes of this.
We need a soundboard or something with all those, you know, motivational. Just do it.
100%. 100%. You need like Pavel, Sailor. You know, like, oh,
Oh man. But yeah, hey, you know, that's what it takes sometimes. You got to dig deep, man. It's tough. Yeah. I you know, ice bath, sauna, running, like all the things, they're all hard things, right? And it's like you have to make them part of your daily routine, but then they're also like, live every day like it's your last. Well, if it's my last day, man, I'm not doing any of that shit. You know what I'm saying? I'm basically like, nah, dude, I'm out on all that. Like, today's my day off. It's my last one.
We need David Goggins on the soundboard.
Who's going to carry the boats?
Yeah.
Yeah, man. Hey, look, all good. All right. Well, let's keep it moving. Amar's got a point. It's actually on Amar now for a name. What you got? You got a buy or a sell? What's up?
I got a sell. I sold. It's actually been a nice couple of months since I saw you. You know what? I don't want to be back on for a while because it's been a good couple of months.
oh, man.
I sold bootcamp.co.
Bootcamp.
On the same. Yeah,
that's a great
same
name.
Yeah, same vibe as Brew's Move Club.
Yeah, bootcamp.co. I love the SLD. Bootcamp.co. Bootcamp.co. I'm going to go bootcamp.co. Okay. Dennis, you ready?
I'm ready.
All right. JT.
Yeah, let's go. All right, Dennis is at $5,000. Drew's at $14,895, and I'm at
$15,000. Oh, man, you guys have forgotten about the Amar premium, obviously.
Ooh, then I got the point. That sounds like Jake winning here.
Yeah.
Let's go.
$24,900.
Yeah, let's go. That's great.
Nice.
That's a great name. It's a great name.
Congrats. It is a great name.
What'd you get?
$24,900.
Ooh, I was going to say $25,000 too. I was going to go $24,895. And I said, Amar, the last time he was on, said he was dropping his prices, dropping his pants.
Yes, I have been.
And I said, all right, I'm going to go $15.
I have been dropping prices, but Bootcamp is a really, like, I'm dropping prices on second tier names.
Yeah.
That's
a
first tier name.
Wow, it's a .co. It's not a first tier.
No.
First tier.
First
tier SLD.
Yes. That's what I mean.
Yes.
That's a hell of a name. What's how long did you have it for and when did you get it and all that good stuff?
That's asking me a lot to try to find. I think I had it for a while. I'll look it up while Dennis goes and then I'll tell you guys.
All right, we'll get the history. All right, cool. All right, Dennis.
All right, I'm going to go with the sell.
Nice. My sales up in here. Yeah, I like it.
I got one for you guys. Ownerstable.com.
Ooh, owner's table. It's like chef's table.
Ownerstable.com.
Owner's
table. Meanings to it.
It's a sale?
A sale, yeah.
Ownerstable.com.
I don't know Dennis well enough to know how he prices it.
Yeah, I don't know.
Cool. That's why it's, you know.
This is a pure good play one. Because there's no ego. It's, you know, it's just pure domain. All right. Ownerstable.com. Ownerstable.com. All right.
Oh, my number. I'm feeling good.
Ownerstable.com. All right.
All right. Flip it. All right. Okay. I'm at 12,500. Amar's at 19,995, and Drew's at 29,895.
Well, we got one. Okay. So it sold for 25.
Oh,
so you got, it was smack in the middle between Drew and Amar. Who had that? We were, the price was right. There was a few different.
I was 24,895.
You were 24.
Oh, I win by $100.
There you go.
Right.
Oh, man. Wait, you were... No, let me see yours.
24... Well, I already deleted it, but it was 24,895.
Yeah.
No, you were 29,895.
Oh, shit. You're right. Oh.
So does that mean Amar won?
Wait.
No, he still won by $100. He still won by...
Man.
Yeah,
No. I was 995. So I won.
Guys, are you going to do public math? This is crazy. This is like y'all out here doing public math.
Well, I'm not sure.
Minus 25,000 is 48.95. No, I won by $100.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Boom. All right. We'll talk. First of all, great job on the math. Well, you won the math game as well. All right, so Dennis, how long do you have it? Like, what? How? What'd you pay for it?
Yeah, you know, I was looking back. I got it 2019 closeout. It actually was on the domain smoke list, which is the funny part. So everyone missed it off the list. I bought it $11.
Why is $11?
Right?
No, that's one of the best returns I think ever on domain insurance. Yeah.
Wait,
$11.25 for $11 turned into $25. It had multiple offers over the year on like Dan, Universe.
That's a 2,272% return.
Those are the ones that we like.
That's exactly
Let's
right.
Let's just do more of those. Yeah.
You this know, is why we domain.
Yeah.
So that's your own edge, baby. You know what I'm saying? Like you literally bought it off the, you know, you had it on the list, you got it. And then, you know, you flipped it. Like that's, so you said you've had some offers over the years. What were those offers like? Like what finally led you to the one
looking
that.
Here. So it looks like, man, I had this name listed on Flippa. That's how going back 2020 when you could still list names for auction there. I had an 8K offer on Dan in 2022. Didn't turn into anything. Held on to it. Looks like I had some Who Is offers. And then, yeah, it looks like kind of just nothing happened after that. But I remembered the one thought that I had was owner's table. Drew nailed it like when he said like a chef's table, food and stuff like that. But I remember going out to, you know, you go out to like nightlife and things like that. And they always had the owner's table at like the nightclub. And that was the first thing I said, you know, I remember it clicked and I go, the owner's table. All right. There's something really big there, right? Because what, you don't get, not everyone gets to sit at the owner's table. So I remember it sounding important, bigger. And that's when I grabbed that one. And that's what stood out to me about it.
I love it, man. Exclusivity, like a position of power and like kind of like the, you know, you get the extra, you get the extra extra. So I dig it. I dig it. All right. Well, look, we have a three-way tie. Dennis, do you have another name that you can throw up? Because unfortunately, you don't have any points. No any disrespect. Points. But Drew, Amar, and I do.
Yeah, so let me pull up another name here. I got you.
You know what I'm saying? So you're going to have to give us the sudden
death.
Oh,
man. Let's see here.
That's what happens, man. You know, if you had shaved your head before this, you probably would have got your point. You know what I'm
saying? But see, you get a closer connection, you know what I mean,
to the universe, man. You know?
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. So I'm going to throw up another name here.
Okay, all right.
Got divinewallet.com.
Ooh, divinewallet.com.
And is this a buy or a sell?
This is a sell.
Okay.
Divine Wallet. All right.
Divinewallet.com. Amar, let's go. We in overtime, baby. Let's go. All right, ready? 3, 2, 1, flip it. Ooh, okay. So Amar's at $4,995. Drew's at $7,369. And I'm at $15,000.
Well, very good. Very good. Okay, so it sold. Amar's at close. It sold for $55.21.
Ah, bang.
Adam, I mean, originally, Drew would have been closer. It was $6,500. But I had thrown some discounts on Adam to try to move some names with the discounts. And the buyer bought it because of those discounts with 50%.
Interesting.
And
then, boom.
Yeah, I threw the discounts on there. Boom. I wake up to the sale. 55.21, hence, you know, the odd number, which I think is great, by the way. But that 55.21, you know, Divine Wallet, it speaks for itself, right? Easy to remember. Two great words together.
Oh, dude, yeah.
Right.
Boom, Amar with the win, man. Good job, Amar. Billy, give Amar, he hasn't been on a show, man. Give him some fireworks. Give him some flair. Make it happen. Boom.
That's why you don't want me back on the show, because I win.
Hey, now it means I got to bring you another hoodie, man. I got a Sherpa Island hoodie for you at NamesCon.
Oh, I like that. That is a nice
deal. So I'm going to have to get some extra ones printed up in time for that. But all right, cool. When did you buy it and how long did you have it?
Let's see here. Going back. It was a 2020 buy. So good old COVID fun, sitting there behind the computer, buying auctions. Let's see. It was 2020 purchase, $84.
$84.
I don't see I got any offers over the years. So denied by Brand Bucket. Didn't take it there. Approved on Adam Apple.
What do they know?
Yeah, it was denied there, and then Adam took it for the same price that they approved it for the regular price, and then when I discounted it, it sold later. So that was pretty cool to see that. And that got listed a few years after I bought it. I'm looking here. Yeah. So a few years after I bought it, I listed it on Adam. And then a year and a half later, it sold. So, hey,
nice. Works. Oh, that's what's up, dude. Congratulations, man. Those are two really great sales turning like, I mean, that for me is the stuff that I think is super cool, especially for people that are either new to the space or sort of dabble or don't have a big bankroll, right? It's this idea of being able to find gems, you know, in the closeouts, on the lists, you know, where you can get a name for a couple hundred bucks and turn it into a couple thousand dollars. And then it basically funds, you know, continued building the portfolio and just rinse, repeat, man. That's what's up. Make money on the buy, always.
So is it, what did it sell to a crypto company or?
Still there. See.
Where's resolved?
In wallet. It just resolves to Atom right now. So they haven't changed it, but that'd be my guess, right?
It's crazy to me how so many names that I sell just kind of either never resolve or they're still resolving to the after Nick Page or whatever. It's like, when I buy a name, if I was like an end user, I'd at least point it to wherever, I don't know, somewhere, not just leave it at Afternic, but.
At least something. Yeah.
Yeah. You better just point it to your LinkedIn.
Somewhere. Yeah. It's interesting.
It is, but well, you know, I mean, it's interesting, but it's so common.
I'm interested to know how well, how effective that is just pointing these names. I mean, I know Josh Shun, that's what he does. All his names just point to his LinkedIn and he seems to do well with it. But he's a low volume, high.
Yeah.
High ticket price.
Yeah. Seller.
Big price, Josh, you know, so. All right. Well, good stuff. Amar, congratulations, man. Way to do that today. You know what I'm saying? Took it home in overtime. You know what I'm saying? That was a big win. Way to do that. And all right. Well, good stuff. And congratulations, Dennis, on the sales. Actually, all you guys, sales across the board. A lot of sales today. You know what I'm saying? It's good. That's what it's all about. Continue to manifest that, you know, whether that means putting on your GoDaddy socks or whatever else you got to do to drive those, you know, and give you a little bit more of that. Shave your head to get a little bit more of a in tune.
Get closer to God.
Closer to God in a tight situation.
Media Options is the industry's leading domain broker specializing in domain acquisitions, high-value domain sales, and domain name consultation. As pioneers and thought leaders on the subject of the domain aftermarket and domain name value, plus through their clear domain acquisition service, Media Options offers startups and established corporations an unparalleled scope of high-value domain options, providing access to domain names and curation technologies not available elsewhere. Media Options believes in the power of a great domain name and is dedicated to helping you obtain yours. Call or email today to put a domain to work for you.
All right. Well, good stuff. All right. Well, let's keep it moving. So that's the domain game. Let's move into NameJet and a Jet, sponsored by NameJet. We'll review a list of domains coming up for auction. We've got the list. You could go to domainsherpa.com, go to the show notes, download the Excel spreadsheet that has the list of domains along with, they've got the age of the domains now. Estimate appraisals, take them with a grain of salt. Back orders as of when we did the show, the order by date, which is when you need to have your back orders in by, and then along with some other helpful information, not financial advice, but do with that what you will. All right, Amar, you won the domain game, so we'll let you kick off with the list and talk about a few names that you either like or don't like, and sure. Throw us on you.
Yeah, I would say... And these are all kind of longer tail names. I think my favorite name on here is probably redevelopment.com. And I also like Good for Business as a consulting name. I think that's a great consulting name. I'll be bidding on that one. But yeah, so those are the two that I really like, Redevelopment, Good for Business.
Anything you want to point out that you don't love that you're just, because it's what's an interesting, and I talk about this when we do a bunch of Domain Sherpa reviews in a row, you know, the list thins out because, you know, we take names that might be weeks out. So it's like, you know, and my goal when I put the list together is I just go through and I take the ones that I like the best and, you know, I think have the most either interesting things to talk about or just names that I like or that we would bid on or that are interesting or high value. But you get into like week three of Sherpa review in a row, and it's like, it gets tougher to call the name. I start having to make the list longer. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, oh, we had 17 names today. You know what I'm saying? Just a couple extra just to be like, and then we'll take a, you know, we'll have a couple weeks where we won't do a Sherpa review, and it'll sort of help the list build a little bit. But anything you don't like that you're absolutely avoiding?
My least favorite name, I think, is Wookie. I don't know what the
fuck. Yeah, me too. Me too. Wookie just makes me uncomfortable.
Yeah, it's like, well, it's almost like, it's like Wookie, you know what I'm saying? But it's Wookie. Not spelled correctly.
Yeah, who's Wookie? Wasn't that a dude in a movie?
Yeah, dude, Chewbacca's a Wookie, man. It's Star Wars.
Yeah, there's that Star Wars thing. But is like, it's like a combination of Wookie and woke. It's a woke Wookie.
It's a Wookie, you know?
It's a woke Wookie. It's a woke Chewbacca.
What's worse than a woke Chewbacca?
A woke Chewbacca, wow.
I don't know how he identifies.
All right, no doubt. Well, let's keep it moving. So, Dennis, what about you, man? What do you like or don't like on the list?
Okay.
You're a list guy. It's literally your jam, so.
You know, there's some great names on this list, actually. Antico's a beautiful name. Autumn Leaf, that type of name is like right in my game right there. Love that type of name there. Just, you know, we're in autumn right now. Beautiful name there. I love the two words together. Good for Business certainly stood out because, you know, passes a radio test, respectable. Everyone has heard that term before. Is it Good for Business? Like that name a lot. Probably my less favorite name would be, let me see here. Sharda, I mean, it's a nice name, but I'm just not a big fan of it. Shard,
it's not, you know what I'm saying? It's like there's a lot of negative sort of feel to that. Yeah. Like, and what company is going to call themselves Sharda, right? Unless it's like someone's last name, which
that's
is awesome.
No, it's a crypto term.
What is
shard?
What is it? Sharding?
Well, sharding is like fractionalization, basically,
right.
Okay, Sharda. Well, and it is actually
Sharda.com.
Oh, domain, and you know what? And it refers to several different entities, including the Hindu goddess Saraswati, the revered goddess of learning and wisdom, known as Ma Sharda. So maybe there is a little bit of, you know, and that's another thing that I also noticed too on some of the NameJet names where, you know, the value stands out where I'm like, and I'll look into it or, you know, sometimes like, obviously the international, you know, piece to it, you know, Drew's a big, you know, foreign language, especially he's more Mediterranean, Portuguese, Spanish.
He likes to speak damn foreign languages.
But it's
he
true though.
Them other tongues.
Speaking in them tongues, speaking in them other tongues and then foreign people, them foreign folks. Yeah. So, all right, cool, man. So, so Shard is a no-go though. You don't love it, but the other ones that you mentioned are names you're kind of into.
Yeah. Those names I'd be into. And another, great one here, Public Voice. A lot you can do with that. Ah, man.
Yeah. That was my favorite pick.
That's a great pick right there.
All right. Well, let's segue into you then, Drew. So you like Public Voice. What else do you like?
Yeah, Public Voice is definitely my favorite. I think this is just a great newspaper name, media name, especially I think it's very timely. I think Public Voice is a great name. Great, great, great name. Old name, too. I like Property Appraisers. You know, it doesn't exactly roll off the tongue. It's long. It's prone to typos. But if you're like if you're a property appraisal company, like Property Appraisers is a pretty damn good brand. And I actually think it's better than propertyappraiser.com or propertyappraise.com. So I think it's actually a pretty good name. I bet you can sell that for 10 grand, 15 grand, you know? I like loveandmarriage.com. I mean, it's just, I just think about, what was it? Family, what was it with Peg Bundy?
Yeah.
For children.
Love and marriage.
Then love and
yeah, married with children.
Together like a horse.
Like a horse.
This, I tell you,
brother. You can't have one without the other. So anyways, that was such a great show.
We're going to get canceled for singing.
We need to bring that kind of show back.
That's a Frank Sinatra song.
You're breaking the song. The show is now.
Yeah, exactly.
Now a musical.
The show was like, you know, it was just raw and real and like, you know what I mean? None of this Fruit Loop shit that we got today.
Oh, dude. He was an OG, man.
Yeah, yeah, man. And then he got to, you know, be the husband of the hottest woman ever in that other show.
Oh, Sofia Vergara.
Sofia Vergara.
No, you're thinking Peg Bundy, that she went on to be in. She went on to be in Sons
Peg Bundy. Did she go on to be anything?
Dude, yeah, man. And she actually is married to the writer on the Sons of Anarchy show. And so she's in all of his stuff. He puts her in all her shows. She was great in Sons of Anarchy. She was kind of like perfect in that.
I never watched that.
That show was badass. I watched the first three seasons, in my opinion, are three like so well put together. It's such a great. I kind of fell off a little after that. You know, like a lot of shows start to get pretty, you know, sort of spread. You know, you just kind of lose a little bit of the mojo. But, you know, when I look at some shows based on how many, you know, seasons they put together that create like a really pretty awesome story arc, the first three seasons of Sons of Anarchy are pretty fucking awesome. If anybody's interested in picking up a new show, you know, you're looking for something to binge.
I feel like that was a very unnecessary F-bomb.
What do you mean?
Totally unnecessary. Just dropping it for no reason.
What? Now I'm not going to overthink what I say at all. Now.
We just started watching a great show, Black Rabbit. That's a
good show. Yeah, with Jason Bateman. And
what's that?
It's on Netflix. It's so good.
I really need more shows.
My favorite show.
I'm watching
the
second series. What do you call it?
Second season of
The Night Agent.
Ooh, okay. How's that?
It's great. It's great.
We got through about half of season one. I feel like we didn't finish it, you know, or maybe we finished season one. But the show starts great. The first episode or two are pretty awesome. And then, so you guys are in the Night Agent.
Yeah, season two is good too.
Okay. And then,
I think you're going to do a season three.
So you said Black Rabbit's legit, Amar?
Yeah. And one of the things I was just, to Drew's point, there's just so many shows. Like, I like the ones that are limited. So it's only an eight season.
It's got to be limited.
Like, I'm sorry, eight shows total. And that's it. No second season. It's just a limited series. And it's good. It's really engaging.
Yeah, I mean, I'm with you. I like to, you know what I like to know? That the show that I'm going to watch is somewhat, it ties together at least somehow at the end. You know, I don't love when a show gets canceled, something you really like, and they kind of leave it all cliffhangered. And then it gets canceled and there's no conclusion. There's no satisfaction to the ending. And
these ones are, I think, by design from the beginning, only limited.
Like a limited series.
To a certain number, yeah.
Mm. Well, it was like that show Adolescence. Did you watch that? That was a limited series, which was a six-episode thing. That shit was pretty crazy. It won a bunch of Emmys. What was really neat about that is they filmed every episode with just one shot, which is like wild the way they did it. Or it was like limited shots. And and the pressure it puts on those actors is insane because, you know, there's no second take. Or your second take is the whole thing again, you know? So imagine if you're acting with your co-star or whatever, and like you do your part and you're like killing it and you're in it. And then they fucking cough or fucking do some dumb shit or forget a line. And you're like, I got to go back. I got to do my monologue again.
Dropping those unnecessary F-bombs.
Dude, I don't, what do you mean, man? Now I'm going to have Billy bleep out all the F-bombs. How's that? You know, Drew's giving me a hard time, and I'm pushing on Billy. Now, Billy, I'm making Billy's
life. Show family-friendly. You know what I mean? We got to get the next generation as the domain names.
The show is family-friendly. I'll tell you, some of my kids and their friends will watch sometimes, and they think that you guys are hilarious, you know? And they're like, and then Drew said, F this or F that or whatever. Like, you know, and he said that shit, that was crazy. You know, it's I'm like, I don't know that that's necessarily the best influence. But
I think about it all the time. Like, man, someday my kids are going to go back and like watch all these episodes. They've watched a few.
Yeah.
Like, man, I don't know. Back in the day, just say some wild shit.
Wild stuff. You didn't need a curse there, you know?
Yeah.
The great thing is going to be when you can train AI by watching these shows.
Yeah.
Right. Like because eventually we're all going to have our like kind of personalized AIs. Right. So
I got a little note here on my desk. I spoke to this company called Delphi.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And they can basically create your digital clone. They're just like you give them all the material, you give them emails, give them the podcast, da, da, da. They train it and they copy your voice. And it basically creates a digital twin that talks like you, thinks like you, answers questions like you.
Right. And so the more content you give it, the better it's going to be.
Yeah. Yeah. I was thinking about it, like maybe I'm going to take Drew.com and create like the AI version of Drew. You know, you can come and like talk to me about whatever.
Give me detrimental things for society for 100, Alex. You know what I'm saying? But I think what's, yeah, but, and this company, they've already got the audio, they already have the audio piece like locked in, you know, now, and then they're going to get the video piece. So I would agree. I think that our, you know, what's going to be pretty wild is the ability to create these agents through, you know, all of this, these inputs, right? And the more, the better, the more content, the more accurate. But we'll be able to create kind of AI agents that your kids will be able to communicate with after you go, right? Like, imagine that, like, you know, and they're just like, you know, just having a conversation. I remember something, and this is, it's kind of sticks with me. There was one dude posted something somewhere about, there was a video game. It was one of the racing games, and you can play against like the high score, basically. So his dad and him used to play this racing game, and like the dad's high score car still existed in the game, you know? So he would play against it all, you know, at times to stay connected, you know, and like, you think about those kinds of things, and like with the technology that we have to be able to, like, I mean, and this is a whole nother level. Like, your kids will still be able to go to you for advice potentially, or just talk to you and, like, you know, like full on interact. Which is wild. And so, yeah, the more content, the better, man. All this Sherpa stuff. That's why I'm releasing the Dicker tapes for some of these guys. I'm sure Rick's already got AI, his Betty. Talking to AI Rick and doing all who knows what, you know. So yeah, so all good.
Speaking of that, well, stuff only reminds me of that Black Mirror show, you know, all yeah, those episodes. But that's what's really, like, what you're talking about is what's happening. They were showing, making, they had episodes of that, you know, storing yourself for later, right? Yeah. Like your mind.
Yep.
That was so interesting. It's coming fast.
Yeah. Well, you know, so one show, well, and I'll close it out on the show piece and we can keep it moving. But we've been watching Peacemaker. I don't know if anybody watching Peacemaker. That shit is pretty cool, because it's like my kids get into the superhero stuff, but Peacemaker is like an R-rated superhero show. So it's to the point that even though my kids are older-ish, you know, I'm like, oh, fast forwarding through stuff, because some of the stuff is like, this isn't Marvel anymore, you know? And but it's pretty awesome.
Which show is this? That like,
Peacemaker with John Cena with the, he's wearing like the,
I don't know. I don't get down with John Cena.
I'll tell you, I thought John Cena was kind of like a goofy sort of like, oh, he's like sort of a discount version of The Rock or whatever. And, but dude, he's so good in this show, and it's made me and I've seen a few things now and a few clips of him in interviews and stuff. I have a whole different appreciation for John Cena. I think he's, well beyond like sort of the role that he played as a wrestler and all that kind of stuff, and as an actor and things like that. Like, he's the real deal. I'm a fan. Although The Rock has that new movie out called, you know, The Smashing Machine, which is also supposedly very good. So, you know, based on the MMA fighter, and which is supposed to be legit. Lots of content to absorb out there in the world. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, The Rock hasn't done anything in a while.
Yeah, well, he's been in kind of different, Red Notice, you know, like stuff that's sort of blockbustery kind of stuff that's a little bit more Black Adam, you know, things that are just, you know, I don't want to say more disposable, but like fun and just whatever. But I think this is his move to try to get into the Oscar conversation, you know, and I think they're already trying to push that, you know, his role and his acting and in a more serious, like, drama-based role. And he supposedly is
really, just dropped, like, all his muscle mass. I just saw, like, a video of him, and he was like,
It was like JT.
Well, he's like, oh, I don't think he's that. He's not this skinny. You know what I'm saying?
He looks withered away compared to his normal self, right? You're just like, is he sick, right,
dude? Well,
you look back. You can look back 1 year ago. I bet he was like 260.
Yeah,
you know,
like 210.
And I bet he's now 215.
Right.
Wow.
Maybe less.
Well, and because he lost weight, like, his face is like out, like all the, like, the lines, his face, he looks like a hot dog that's been left out a little too long. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know what I mean? Like, just a little, you know, but no offense, because I got nothing but love for The Rock. You know what I mean? But You know, he's doing his thing though. Hey, you know, no disrespect. He seems like good people. So
I liked The Rock a lot until him and Oprah, you know what I mean, raised all that money for Hawaii after the Maui fires, and that money never went nowhere. And it was like, where'd the money go, Rock and Oprah? It's like, you know, like, I, you know, so yeah, Oprah can eat one too.
She can eat a leftover hot dog. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Shout out to Oprah. You know what I'm saying? Sherpa Winfrey.
Shout out to Oprah. You eat The Rock.
Nah, it's all good, man. We're not, you know, it's cool. It's cool. Let's keep it moving.
I'm not a fan.
There's another show I'm about to start called Task, which seems super cool too, by the way. There's a lot, you know, a lot of good content out there on all the different channels. It's just tough. You know, everyone complaining about cable, right? And so cable's gotten so expensive. I'm going to go, you know, that's it. I'm going to, what do you call it? When you get rid of cable, you cut the cord or whatever, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Cut the cable, cut the cord. And then it's like, but now I got Netflix.
We sold cablecutters.com. It was a huge business. I think we sold that shit a long time ago.
Yeah. Well, but now it's like, I pay more between YouTube TV, Netflix, Hulu, Max, Amazon Prime. Well,
YouTube TV is cable.
It is cable, and it's basically getting more and more expensive. Like every couple of months, they're like, "Oh, hey, now it's extra $10."
YouTube TV is just is cable, like you would have gotten from your, you know, traditional cable provider, but it's just streaming, and it's actually a lot better than regular cable was.
Oh yeah,
like unlimited DVR.
I don't know what that is. That doesn't mean anything to me.
Yeah, it's YouTube TV, dude. It's basically cable.
Well, did you?
I don't know what that is.
Okay, well, you know what cable is, right? I mean, like
cable TV.
I mean, it looks like cable. Like you go into the app, it's on your TV, and it literally has your every show. It's live.
Oh, so it's like Apple TV,
right? Yeah, it's like, but it's
like cable.
I'm saying, like, you get all those. Cable. Yeah, but when you say it's like cable, right, like, do I get the same stations?
Yeah, most of your stations, ESPN and like TNT, and even your local
get your local stations. You get Comedy on Central, YouTube. Whatever.
Yeah, YouTube is really pretty. Work? It's a pretty gangster move on their part to basically say, "Hey, we got everyone to cut the cord," and then we just stepped in and basically replaced cable with us. It's like, oh, hey, we're cable now. Like I'm the captain now. Like, that's basically what they did. And they started out with like, oh, it's only 30, 40 bucks a month. They got everybody with just the tip. They're like, yo, it's 40 bucks. No big deal. Yeah. And then all of a sudden they're like, oh, hey, we got some more stuff. It's 50 bucks now. Oh, it's 80 bucks. I think YouTube TV is now like $90. Plus I'm paying for the NFL ticket and I'm paying for all the stuff. Mm-hmm. It literally just replaced DirecTV, you know? And they're just like, ha, gotcha.
Yeah, you're like the low hanging fruit. They were like, yo, this dude, we can get him we'll take all his money.
Why did that turn into a diss to me? You know,
because every time I hear you talk about how much money and time you spend on professional sports, it makes me like crazy.
You say, but you know, my teams are my teams, man. You know what I'm saying? You gotta vibe with your tribe. Vibe with your tribe. Anyway, it's all good. It's all good. So I think we covered most of the names. Drew, did you have any other names you wanted to mention? Because I don't even know where we got to, what we got to, like how we got here. Oh, Love and Marriage. You said, I like Love and Marriage.
Oh, yeah.
2 minutes later.
That was quite a diversion.
But anyways, there's not that many other great names. I think we mentioned them all. That was the one I liked. I liked Love and Marriage. I also hate Wookiee.
Yeah, Wookiee. Yeah, that was a funky one, you know? But
actually, you know what makes me, I was like, this is reminding me of something. It reminds me of that, what was her name? The Hawk Tua girl.
Pookie.
But I'm looking at it now. It also could be Woo Key. So it could be
kind of like a key to the Woo.
Like it's a magic key, you know. I guess
A little something.
I still don't like it, but that's what it is.
You gotta like explain it instead.
There's a name on here I really like that nobody mentioned, so I'm going to bring it up. I really like healthyhead.com, you know? And, I mean, it's the lowest appraised name. It's 29 years old. I mean, it's one of those things. Like, to me, it could be hair. You know, obviously, there's hair growth is a thing. It could be head and shoulder, you know, shampoo. It could be, it could be psychological, you know, like psychology related, like psychiatry, healthy head, like headspace and all that kind of stuff. So, I don't know. I think I like that one a lot. So I just thought I would. I'd throw that out there for everybody. You know what I mean? But all right. Well, look, that's the list. And we've got about 5-10 more minutes. So that's it. So that's it on Namejack and the Jet. Shout out to Namejack. Good luck, everybody, out there in your domain auctioning adventures. And yeah, good luck. So, all right. Well, grand closing. That's where we kind of get into whatever else we want to talk about that we've not already covered. And I know we kind of led at the outset a little bit on the domain smoke stuff, Dennis, but are you going to NamesCon? Like, what else? So what's on your agenda? What's on your roadmap in these upcoming months now as we close out the end of the year and all that good stuff?
Yeah, you know, Q4 is here, right? So it's been an interesting year, a lot of ups and downs, just but all going in the right direction. This year, I bought a house, so that's been keeping me busy.
So
I'm super excited for that with family. And
where are you locating?
Now I'm in Ventura. Yeah, in Thousand Oaks, California. So it's been good. And I was in the valley, which is about 30 minutes away or so. But we wanted to move. We definitely enjoy it out here. It's a lot more calm, great area, very clean and stuff like that. And we moved out this way, went into development mode. I mean, AKA construction. So that's been fun. And, we kind of settled down from that. Here and there, that stuff's been keeping us busy. But other than that, yeah, business has been good. It's been a great year overall. Like I said, it's had its ups and downs. But, some of the downtime is when I use that time to just try to make myself better, especially in just my portfolio and things like that, and as well as domains. And that's, when you have those tough times or when it slows down, it's really when you got to remember just to use that time to your advantage, right? When you see things, fluctuating or whatnot. But yeah, all that's been good. Let me think. Not going to make it to NamesCon this year, unfortunately. I'm bummed about that. Hopefully the next year, so I can't see.
Oh, I thought I saw you on the agenda.
Yeah, I'm on there. But yeah, unfortunately, I just can't make it. Yeah, something's come up, and I'm not going to be able to be there. I got some family stuff going on. But yeah, definitely, I hope you guys have a good one. Yeah, I won't be there, but in spirit for sure. And hopefully I can make it into the auction at least, if anything, like everybody else.
Yeah, no doubt. What about the ICA meeting in January?
Yeah, I'm gunning for that. Got something else at almost the same exact time. So I'm going to try to make it to that one because I haven't made it to ICA yet. And that's a really good, I've heard nothing but good things about ICA. And it's in Vegas. It'd be great to see all you guys. And that's a fun one. Yeah, go ICA. Definitely everybody needs to check out and support the ICA, by the way. And hopefully to make it to that one. Be a good time.
All right.
Ever since Dennis got his interview, I guess he's just busy.
Yeah, man, you gotta we're lucky to have him on the show. You know what I'm saying? Like, he had to work through his people, which which is not easy. Not easy
There's
to navigate.
There, yeah.
The road to getting at me has been recently reconstructed. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to my boy Gino for that bar right there. But hey, well, good stuff, man. And I agree with you 1,000%. This is something we talk about internally with Media Options and the team. And, when we go through sort of phases of sometimes we're extremely busy and when we're really busy and there's all these deals and things happening and then might slow down. And any opportunity to sort of breathe for a second is an opportunity to work on stuff, processes, and, cleaning things up and like just tightening things up, and there's no shortage of things to do. So it's like, it's really good to use that time to, improve, and it's all good, man. Well, good stuff.
How does that phrase go? If you're too busy working, what is it? In the business, you don't work on the business, right?
Yeah.
That's it.
Super true.
It's important.
So, all right. Well, that's what's good. All right. Well, let's keep it moving and see what else for you guys. Amar, what about you, man?
I'm going to give a couple of quick shout outs. First shout out to Paige Howe. He reminded me about a name that I've been tracking forever. So I am now officially the master of mydomain.com.
So
I picked that up. And then a shout out to Dennis Conley, who's out in your neck of the woods, JT. Because once I got master of my domain, I wanted the shortener. So I got MOMD.com from him. So
MOMD.
I got mommed.
You got mommed.
MOMD. Yeah.
But it's like, obviously I'm not, I didn't buy those to sell them. I just bought them because I've been using that title for a long time.
Because you have a disease?
Time.
Because you have a disease.
Yeah, exactly.
Then just say it with me. My name is Amar.
Yeah.
And I'm a domainaholic.
I'm a domainaholic. Yeah. Hi, Amar.
Hi, Amar. Welcome, Amar.
But look, I just think it's a cool name. So
it is.
Back from the Seinfeld days, right? Master your domain. So that's it. I'm going to NamesCon. Looking forward to seeing you guys there. Definitely going to be at ICA running the Cuba Cup again. And so that's looking at some bigger venues for that so we can have more people participate. And that's it. Mm. And like I said, it's been a good couple of months with some sales and stuff. So I'm feeling pretty bullish on our industry.
Yeah. Oh, dude, I'm with that, man. Sure. So, all right. Well, cool. All right. Drew, what about you, man? Close it out. What you got?
I will be at NamesCon. My flights are booked, so I will be there. That's it, man. I got nothing for you. That's it.
Well,
are you staying?
I'll tell you what. In the last 2 weeks, I've bought some amazing domains. I don't know. It's a good, the market's good. I'm also bullish, very bullish, very bullish on Q4, Q1, Q2, maybe. And we'll see what happens after that. But I think, wind's at our back right now. Take advantage of it, make hay while the sun shines. And, that's it. That's a shout out to my troll, Amaze Media on X. You know what I'm saying? We were going back and forth, but you know what I mean? Like happy endings. You know what I'm saying? We were coming at each other, but it all ended with love. It all ended with love. Good, that's how we can all be. We can all end with love. You know what I mean?
Hey, man.
Take some shots, stick the dude in the kidney and stuff, but you know what I mean? Just hug it out at the end. That's all.
Hey, look, it's like, it's what it's all about, man. Like you said, lead with love, or at least end up with love. And hey,
that's it. I don't necessarily lead with the love, but going to end with love.
Yeah, you don't lead with love.
No, but
but there's love there.
Yeah, it's called,
I at least throw flowers on the grave.
That's a great reference. All right. Hey, speaking of flowers on the grave, and actually, I don't know where I'm going to go with that. But what I am going to say is that,
anyway, personal thank you to Dennis for coming on today. Really.
Pleasure. Much appreciated.
Never got to do this with you. And it's a pleasure.
Yeah, so likewise. Great to be here. Thanks for having me. It's been a pleasure.
You didn't get any of the points on the domain game, but
it'll happen. You want to
see Amar win, it's just.
Oh, that's good, man. But no, well, you just got to get back on here sooner than later. You know what I'm saying? Next time, leave with a trophy and some swag, a conceptual trophy, and eventually somehow, some way, someday, some swag. And so all right, well, let's wrap it up, because kind of like we said earlier, I think the audience is now at the point where we're like, just suck it up. You could do two more minutes.
You've been doing it.
And this is we've now reached the ice bath portion of the show. Well, to the audience that have stuck with us, I want to say thank you so much. Without you, there is no us. So thank you to you guys for tuning in. As always, hit us up. We're not hard to find. One of these shows coming up, we're going to do a domain. We said we're going to reintroduce the idea of the domain portfolio piece. We got to do that. So we got a couple of shows coming up, including our Halloween show. But then once we get into November, we'll probably reintroduce that for a show or two. And so we just got to figure out exactly how we want to make that happen. And we'll look to do that. But yeah, but hey, shout out to all y'all.
Weird today?
Who, you?
Yeah. I feel like it's like easy.
I just think it's cool that anything that comes to your mind, you just say it out loud. You know what I'm saying? It's like, I just think that's a vibe, like, hey, it's all good. JT's closing up the show. He's trying to get out of here. We're trying to be done. Hey, what do you guys think? Like, how's my lighting? You know what I'm saying? Like, you look great.
Does this lens make me look bad?
Well, good, man. It's like a stream of consciousness.
Well, I just realized it kind of like looks like I'm in like a smoky room or something. It's weird.
Got a little bit of you got an aura. The kids would say you got that aura, Anyway, thank you guys for being here. Co-hosts, guests, as I call y'all, friends. family. Thank you so much for taking the time. It is much appreciated. And yeah, look, as much fun as this is, I think it's time to shut it down.
Hey,
so
maybe Billy can Photoshop us into an ice bath, the three of us together. Yeah, four of us together. Yeah. That'd be good.
Some kind of ice bath thing here at the end as we basically say peace out. We'll see everybody on Domain Sherpa next time. Or all roads lead to domains.
Yeah.
Peace out, y'all. Peace.